We at the International Trade Center are so excited about the upcoming Women Vendors Exhibition and Forum, and we've selected about 300 women-owned companies from around the world. And we also have about 100 buying companies, including multinationals and large regional companies coming to meet these women vendors. And our initial analysis is that we have about 15,000 trade leads.
Okay, so a substantial amount of business.
It is a substantial amount of business. And what always excites us most about this event is that it's not just the buyers and the women doing business. The women-owned companies get there and find that they want to do business with each other and forge partnerships. So that if a large multinational, for example, has a large procurement contract, then a few women-owned companies can come together and bid together as a group.
Is there any one particular story that you might want to tell us about?
One of the greatest challenges for buyers, multinationals and so on, is identifying women-owned companies. So we decided that we were going to use technology to try and help these companies identify women-owned companies around the world. And the tech challenge is basically to get the smartest IT minds, application developers, to think about a solution that will enable us to make women-owned companies visible in the global marketplace, where we're going to capture millions of women-owned companies and make them visible to buyers.
Via an app or something, yes. That people so can we'll have, a web have app. With them at all times.
We'll have a web app. We will have mobile apps as well. And as a woman-owned company, you can go on there and you can register your business and interested buyers can come and search and find what they're looking for. You know, the private sector is just really engaged on these issues of women's economic empowerment. We signed agreements with Google and CI&T, and it's so encouraging to see companies like that not only actively working with international organizations like ours to create solutions to development challenges, but also looking at how they in their businesses can incorporate more women into technology as employees. Google, for example, has a wonderful program where they provide mentoring and training for women-owned companies in the technology space. CI&T as well is doing a lot to make sure that they raise the participation of women in technology. And we think that in order to scale up and address the obstacles, that we're going to be seeing ourselves turning more and more to technology as a solution.